If you've been reading the blog and listening to the last few podcasts, I have subtly dropped some hints about my affinity for the city of Philadelphia. During the Google podcast, I mentioned DuckDuckGo being a local Philadelphia alternative for search engines. And whenever I can, I like to throw out Philly references when they're applicable. And from a career perspective, my affinity for Philadelphia, it brings up conversations about my willingness to relocate. And along those lines, I recently had a conversation with a colleague about my position on staying within Philadelphia. And my viewpoint right now in 2017 is that I'm staying in the Philadelphia / New Jersey area more so because of my family and my unwillingness to take my child away from my parents rather than a specific love for Philadelphia or southern New Jersey. While I do love the city, I have concerns about its ability to economically grow. If you're not familiar with the Philadelphia area, and by the way, if you haven't caught on, this specific podcast is going to be mostly about Philadelphia. But if you don't know much about the city, a lot of the good companies and the good jobs are not necessarily within the city proper. A lot of the companies are outside of Philadelphia in the suburbs, like Conshohocken, Malvern, and King of Prussia. Of course, Philadelphia has established itself as an educational hub, as a hospital and medical hub. And of course, Comcast seems to be prevalent in every business conversation that is about Philadelphia. And then of course, in southern New Jersey, where I live right now, that's an extremely underserved market from a job growth perspective. There's a lot of banking companies and Subarus based in New Jersey, and a lot of regional mortgaging companies, and of course, satellite offices for Comcast. But you're certainly not seeing the really juicy jobs in southern New Jersey. You have to go to North Jersey or the Philadelphia suburbs. In the course of this podcast, I'm going to show you an example of Philadelphia losing a really good opportunity and discuss an upcoming opportunity which could dramatically change the future of the city. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast Episode 87. I know everybody wants me to do acquisition news because they want to hear the Muzak version of The Girl from Ipanema. Oh, what the heck, I'll give you a few. If you read the supplier report on September 8th, you'll know that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise made some interesting moves over the last few weeks. HPE, who has been casting off companies like a fire sale, well, they went against that trend and purchased a cloud specialist company. During the first week of September, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise announced that they were acquiring Cloud Technology Partners, a Boston-based company that helps business customers plan and build cloud computing capabilities. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The other big news coming out of HPE that week was that they finally sold off their software business to Micro Focus. This was announced many months ago, but the final transition, the final paperwork was completed the first week of September. Many articles use this Micro Focus news to summarize Hewlett-Packard Enterprise's write-down of the autonomy products. And that kind of gets on my nerves, because that's not entirely accurate. A lot of the autonomy assets were written down and sent over to HP Inc. when the HPE-HPI split happened. And we talked about that a lot during the time. While some autonomy assets remained, a huge chunk of them were sold off to HPI, who then sold them off to OpenText a year ago. What was left was sold off to Micro Focus in a spin merge with all of the other Hewlett-Packard Enterprise software. I don't feel the need to rehash, but I do want to point out that if you're reading articles and you're seeing that that is the final culmination of the bad decision to purchase autonomy, well, Hewlett-Packard Inc. sort of took care of that problem over a year ago. In the rumor mill, there is talk that IT security software company Symantec may purchase analytics company Splunk. Symantec is sort of flatlining on business growth at the moment. They're only projecting 3-5% growth in 2018. However, Splunk, it's projected to grow somewhere like 20% over the next year. While Splunk is used as a data analytics tool, I know of a lot of companies that use Splunk to set up alerts and monitor for events in systems logs. I don't know if that's a perfect fit, but it would be interesting to see what would happen if the two companies combined. So on to our main story, the city of Philadelphia. I started to have ideas about doing a Philadelphia-focused podcast when I read that Microsoft was pulling its Reactor office out of Philadelphia. Most people probably don't even know what that is. Let me refresh your memory. In the summer of 2016, capitalizing on the Democratic Convention being hosted in Philadelphia, Microsoft announced that they selected Philadelphia to be a quote-unquote Reactor city. So what did that mean? Why was that such a good thing for Philadelphia? Well, a Microsoft employee that was based in Philadelphia, Jeff Friedman, explained what the Reactor meant to Philly in an August 2016 blog post. And I quote, "The Philadelphia location will strengthen Microsoft's presence in the region, where more than 350 employees work in our Malvern offices or adjacent technology center and the Microsoft store at the King of Prussia Mall. The new Reactor will provide an array of world-class resources and support for students, developers, entrepreneurs, and startups, and enables us to bring together our partners, local government, and civic leaders, and citizens to foster innovation, collaboration, and economic development." So that sounds amazing, right? Well, Microsoft quietly announced this week that the Philly Reactor was closing. It was only open for 15 months. And looking for a reason why the Reactor is closing, Microsoft spokesperson Curtis Lee said last Friday that the Reactor will close because of corporate restructuring, but the company will remain active with the Science Center and its partners, promoting skills for women and minorities, and supporting entrepreneurs and tech companies in Philadelphia. The Reactor program remains open in New York and San Francisco. Philly definitely has a bit of an inferiority complex to New York City. San Francisco, not so much because it's on the West Coast, it's a whole different animal. But Philly is constantly being compared to New York and to a lesser degree Washington, D.C., so when you see that this Reactor office, which was a really nice thing for the city, to be closed, and it was one of three, but New York and San Fran get to keep theirs open, it's not the best feeling. So when I read news like that, sometimes I get this feeling that Philadelphia doesn't have a lot of momentum. Yes, we have Urban Outfitters, we have Comcast, SAP has offices out in the suburbs, we have the universities and CHOP. Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on for the city, but sometimes I feel like there still isn't the right momentum to keep the university students in the city permanently. I'm really wondering, if it wasn't for my family, if there was enough here to make me want to stay here. I sometimes feel like major companies aren't investing in the area. You're not seeing major Google offices. Microsoft left. The tech startups that are coming out of the area, they're not growing in Philadelphia proper or in the universities. They're all going out to the suburbs. Let's just say that I'm connecting dots that are leaving doubts in my head. And then Amazon announces that they are looking to create a completely equal headquarters to Seattle in a new city. Within minutes of reading that Amazon was looking for a second headquarters, I actually went on Twitter, which I don't do a lot, and shot a note over to Philadelphia Mayor Kenny saying, "Get on that, buddy." And I'm pleased that the city is actually jumping on the opportunity. Amazon actually released a request for proposal, an RFP document, for the type of things that they're looking for in a city. And since I'm a sourcing nerd, I like to read RFPs. Here's a couple of interesting points. Interested cities have to respond by October 19th. Amazon is planning to hire up to 50,000 employees within the selected city. That is a lot of jobs. And most of those jobs will have salaries of $100,000 or more. In total, Amazon is saying that the project is expected to have over $5 billion in capital expenditures in the target city. They want metropolitan areas with more than 1 million people. They want to select a city that is stable and has a business-friendly environment. Philly, you really need to work on that one. They're looking for urban or suburban locations with the potential to attract and retain strong technical talent. They want communities that think big and creatively when considering locations and real estate options. The project needs about 500,000 square feet for phase one, but as a whole, they are looking for 8 million square feet for the entire project through 2027. Okay. Does Philly have what it takes based on the RFP? Slate.com seems to think so. They published an article a few days ago stating that Philly could very well have a shot at getting Amazon to build in the city. According to the Slate article, a major limiting factor is size. And I quote, "Amazon says it needs a metro area of more than 1 million people. But in reality, that is the bare minimum. In a city like Pittsburgh, as Bloomberg's Connor Sen points out, Amazon would need to hire one in every 20 people of the labor force to reach full staffing." This is an interesting next line. If Amazon makes Seattle, with a regional population of 3.7 million people, feel like a company town, you can only imagine the role it would play in a metro area half the size. The Slate article goes on to say, Cities like Detroit have issues because they have no mass transit system to speak of, and Charlotte isn't much better, and lacks a strong university system. Philadelphia and Baltimore are dark horse candidates because Baltimore has cultural institutions, proximity to Washington, D.C., which Bezos has other business interests in, and apparently the Baltimore government is ready to play ball with big developers. Philly apparently has all of those assets and a better regional transit system with easy access to New York City. But the Slate article also seems to echo my own personal feelings that a city like Philly, Chicago, or Baltimore has political problems that could get in the way. Philly tried hard to keep companies and jobs in the city in the 1950s and 60s. And then obviously in the 70s, Philly went through a really tough time. And is there an ethical issue with any of those cities throwing massive resources at a company like Amazon to attract more jobs and prestige? I brought this out as a potential issue a few weeks ago on the podcast when we discussed Apple reportedly opening a new warehouse in Wisconsin. In my own opinion, and this may not be popular, I think Philadelphia has to do anything it can to attract Amazon to the city, and that does mean corporate giveaways, which is a shame, but the city needs more than just Comcast. Amazon is one of the, if not the largest, supply chain logistics company in the United States, possibly the world. Having an anchor company like that in the city, even with their reputation for being a really tough place to work, will greatly benefit the city, will help retain students that go here for school, and it will also attract better talent for the other companies that remain within the city. If you haven't guessed, I've been reading a lot about this over the last week, and I found an interesting Reddit thread that discussed where would we put such a campus or location. And while many people might be thinking Center City, a potentially better location would be the Naval Yard. Per the RFP, Amazon will eventually need 8 million square feet. The Naval Yard currently has 13 million. Amazon is also looking for existing buildings that are energy efficient, and the Naval Yard currently has 13 LEED certified buildings that could be used to start to establish the base. At this point, everything that I just said was wishful thinking, but it's thinking. It's thinking about the future. It's thinking about a positive outcome for an area that I've lived my entire life. In my opinion, Philadelphia has always had the potential to be a great city. Sure, it has a wonderful reputation because of its historical elements, but I personally feel that Philadelphia is being left behind by cities like Boston, especially because of the business incentives that Boston has been giving to companies like GE. You're not seeing those kind of companies express an interest in Philadelphia. And that has to change for Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs to remain viable for people like me to want to stay here. Philadelphia has an opportunity right now. Based on this RFP, we seemed better positioned than many other cities to potentially win this bid. So all I have to say is, get it done, Philly.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sportscast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sportscast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.